From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is praising Senate Democrats for what he called a big victory for the American people, a vote to advance legislation to overhaul the nation's health care system. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The president applauded the early morning vote in which all 60 members of the Democratic Senate caucus agreed to move forward with the health care bill. Mr. Obama said the measure would help seniors, families, and businesses. And he used numbers from the Congressional Budget Office to rebut the Republican argument that health care overhaul would produce more red ink.
This cuts our deficit by $132 billion the first 10 years and by over $1 trillion in the second. That argument that opponents are making against this bill does not hold water.
The Senate vote suggests Democrats have the filibuster-proof majority they need to approve a health care bill before Christmas. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood has announced new rules that bar airlines from keeping travelers stranded on planes delayed at an airport for longer than 3 hours. In the first half of this year, passengers on 613 flights had to wait for longer than that before finally departing. Airlines have been struggling today to get travelers home, travelers who were stranded by the massive snowstorm that walloped the East Coast over the weekend. But that's easier said than done. Adam Reeker is at New York's LaGuardia Airport trying to get home to Denver.
I had a flight Saturday that got canceled. I had a flight yesterday that got canceled. Now they're trying to make me stay until Wednesday, and that's with United, and I'm trying to see if American will take my flight. It's a nightmare.
The Federal Aviation Administration says there have been only minimal flight delays at major airports on the East Coast today. The high-speed train line connecting London to the European continent will resume service tomorrow after being shut down for 3 days. The rail line experienced a number of breakdowns stretching back to last week when more than 2,000 passengers were stranded in the tunnel under the English Channel, some for up to 15 hours. Frank Browning reports from Paris.
The Eurostar breakdowns disrupted travel between London and Paris and Brussels for more than 40,000 people, many of whom still remain stranded on both sides of the English Channel. French officials Monday called for an investigation into what happened, while Eurostar said it would hire outside analysts to study the cause of the breakdown. The current supposition by Eurostar is that the train's locomotives sucked in cold, humid air before entering the warmer tunnel air, which resulted in condensation and that shut down electrical controls. Unanswered is why that problem happened now when it hadn't in the previous 15 years of the tunnel train's operations. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
At the start of a short trading week on Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average was up 84 points just before the close, the Nasdaq Composite up 25. This is NPR News from Washington. In Iran, tens of thousands of people waved banners and shouted anti-government slogans after the funeral for the country's most senior dissident cleric, Grand Ayatollah Hossein Ali Montazeri, who died over the weekend. Montazeri was sharply critical of the disputed presidential election in Iran last summer, and he called the government's crackdown against demonstrators the work of a dictatorship. Israel's Antiquities Authority has announced the discovery of an ancient house in Nazareth that dates from the time of Jesus. NPR's Neda Ulavi has the story.
There's not too much to the house, just two earthen rooms, a water system, and a courtyard. But the dwelling is almost 2,000 years old. It's the first time a seemingly typical small home from the era of Jesus Christ has been discovered in his hometown. Up until now, the only structures found from that period have been tombs. Discoveries on the site suggest that then, Nazareth was an out-of-the-way hamlet composed of only about 50 houses. Now it's a largely Arab metropolis of some 65,000 people. The discovery came when builders demolished a former convent to make room for a new Christian center near the Church of the Annunciation. The house is not thought to have any actual connection to the figure of Jesus. Still, the news was greeted with great pride by local church laity, who called the discovery a gift. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
The FBI says violent crime declined 4.4% in the first half of the year, with the number of murders dropping 10% compared to the same period in the previous year. But in some cities hit hard by the economic slump, such as Detroit and Baltimore, the murder rate rose. Nationwide, property crimes were down as well, led by a nearly 19% drop in vehicle thefts. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.